there's a recording studio on Greenfield on the far west side of Detroit called PAC 3, Roman numeral 3, PAC, Roman numeral 3. And their chief engineer was Bob, somebody who had been an engineer at Motown during Motown's heyday in Detroit. And they actually offered Retro a recording contract because they wanted to start a label. And it was like a fantastically good studio. I mean, our mouths were kind of watering when we went over there. But the stipulations of the contract were just too gruesome for us to really sign it. Just beginning with the fact that they would keep 96% of any proceeds, which, you know, I understand they were going to put a lot of money into recording and everything, but they also said that if we weren't doing well enough commercially and moving enough units, they would retain the right to not only tell us what to play, but also how we would dress and how we would groom. We saw that, and it's like, this is, no, we cannot sign this contract. This is just terrifying. And but we did have that opportunity, and we were courted by A&M Records. They actually sent an A&R guy out to Bookies to hear us, but that didn't go anywhere.